Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing He Is Mine, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message.
The fall of man, God designed a master plan. He exchanged the sinner for a sinless one. Jesus left his throne on high, came to earth to bleed and to die. He said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. He is mine.
The blood that he shed for me. Don't let these guys fool you and gals fool you. They can talk. Anybody can talk a little rhetoric about Bible and talk a little bit about Jesus and talk a little bit about church and a little bit about being born again. But the fact of the matter is, show me your life. Because that's your track record. Amen. He has not changed his position on what marriage should be. God has never sanctioned and endorsed two men, two women getting married, and he never shall. I mean, if he did that, why didn't he make Adam and Steve in the garden instead of Adam and Eve? Amen? I'm serious. We're living in a time and a season where anything goes. Well, it doesn't go with me, and I don't agree with it. I'll tell you what I agree with. I agree with today that marriage today is a blessed place that we should take serious in our life and that we should cherish. I thank God for my wife. W-I-F-E, a woman. Woo! My God, we got some heat going on the front row here. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I heard that. He says what marriage should be. Let me go on. He says what his house should be. He has not changed his position on his house, and he is deserving of our worship. He has not changed his position. Here's the one I'm going to stick the balloon in you right now. He has not changed his position on tithing. Now, do you mean that amen, or just do that say, oh, you can appease me, but you cannot appease God. You can't fool him. He knows whether you're giving and whether you're not. Preacher, go to the next one. Okay. All you had to do was ask. He hasn't changed his position today on prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person will avail much. Pray without ceasing. Well, when do we pray? Well, when we're in the painted in the corner, or when we need something or want something. Oh, God. Don't start it. He hasn't changed his position on spending time in his word. Spending time with God in the snowstorm. Oh, man, I have to watch both those football games, preacher. I'm telling you right now, football games come, football games go. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. You when you get in his word will change. You know why we don't get in his word? While I'm picking on you. You know why we don't get in his word? Because we don't want God to change us. We want to stay in the same mess that we're in, the same way that we are, and we don't want God to change our hearts and our lives because we're so scared God's going to call us to a commitment. Well, let me ask you, have you been born again? Because something's not adding up here. Born again people want to serve God. Born again people want to be in church. Born again people want to pray. Born again people want to praise. Born again people are different. We're not like the world. Hallelujah. We've been bought with a price, and we need to come out from the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Preachers today are saying, well, they have positions that are, I heard this word used recently, positions that are evolving. Evolving from what? We don't have positions today. We have an established position. We're not evolving anything. We have an established position contained in the pages of God's Word. These positions were built on the solid rock of ages. And thank God he said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. These positions today are true because they are uttered by the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're not evolving. I'll tell you what the church is doing today in modern America. It's dissolving. Because preachers and people do not have a godly backbone to speak up and call it like it is, because we want to be politically correct and we do not want to offend anybody. Well, if I didn't get up and preach the word of God last night and say it the way it was, five more souls would have still been lost and going to hell. I'm telling you. When you take the Word of God, and when you obey the Word of God, then you will qualify for the blessings of God. But folks, you've got to qualify. When you refuse His truth, you today, then you forfeit, hear what I'm saying. You forfeit His favor. The Bible says, thy word is truth. The grass may wither, the flowers may fade, but the word of God, it shall endure forever. You can't afford to play games with God. And it's time you stop it. Hello. It's time you stop it. Stop putting God as your bellhop, as your doorkeeper, as your yo-yo, or your, I got in a mess, I better call on Jesus. Well, suppose He doesn't show up. Suppose He was as faithful to you as you are to Him. Well, preacher, I hope we don't have no more snows because you've had too much preparation time. Amen. I've heard people say, well, I know what the Bible says, but I have this revelation of thought. No way. You don't have no revelation of thought. You're just dead beating on God's all you're doing. If you know what the Bible says, I'll tell you what you need to do with it. You need to do what it says. Amen. God never contradicts His word. Now, God never today endorses laziness. God never today will sanction today you turning your back on Him. And if God has said it, I think that settles it. So stop playing games with God. Get in where you're supposed to be with God. You can't break the rules of the one who wrote the book. You can't go through here and say, I think I'll go window shopping. No, I don't want that. Oh, not that. Oh, yeah, I'll take that. Because we want everything that says G-O-O-D on it. But let me tell you, to get to the G-O-O-D, you've got to give God your heart, your soul, your life to receive the good things from God. Amen. Amen. You can't treat God the way that you treat Him and expect God to bless Him. Well, I'll call the preacher and he'll pray me out of this. I can't pray you out of nothing. Because let me tell you what, I can't circumvent God's will. I can't go and say, listen, God, I'm Carlton Duncan, pastor of Gethsemane Baptist Church, living in Lynchburg, Virginia, born again, washed in the blood, child of God, and you got to. No, I don't. By the way, you can call on the same God any place, any time, and when you surrender yourself to Him and let His will be done in your life, you can experience the great blessings of God poured out in an excessive amount in your living today. Amen. I'm glad today that God wants to hear from us. I really am. I'm really glad today that God has the time for us today. I'm really glad today that God loves us with this everlasting love. Folks, listen, you're not playing the game with someone who wrote the book. You can't do it and get by with it. God knows your heart. And if you're playing games today with the one who created the heavens and the earth and who called the stars by name, you're not going to win. Do it God's way and you'll never go wrong. The sacrifice of service and the sacrifice of praise and the sacrifice of giving all to God in your living today will reap so many benefits that your barns will be so full and your life will be so overwhelmed that you will not be able to take it. You may even say, God, could you turn the tap off a little bit? Because it's just too much. Too much. But most of us have only got a drip coming out of the pipe. Where God wants to send a flood of blessings your way. He wants to break the pipe, bless God. And He wants to just flood and inundate your life with the blessings of God. But guess who is the one that's preventing that from happening? You and I are. When we don't put God first, when we don't seek the Lord, when we don't do what Jesus said from what is in the text that I read to you this morning. See, folks, He knew you before you were even formed in the womb. He knew what your name was going to be. He knew what color your eyes were going to be. He knew what size you were going to be. He knew how pretty or, well, anyway. He knew you.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.